So in Sheni of Noach, we read that Vahi Hageshem al Aretz Arba'im Yom Ve'Arba'im Laila, 40 days and 40 nights, sort of confirming what it was that we said yesterday with respect to Rashi's interpretation here of Keneged Yitziras Havlad, that this was, Rashi takes it a different direction, that they had, you know, were producing Mamzerim, so this was a kind of like a tshuva, that the Onesh was Yitziras Havlad, but from a different point of view, right, one can think about the period of the Mabul, Keneged Yitziras Havlad, that a new world was being born, and the Teva was the fetal incubator for all of that in terms of what we discussed yesterday with the Kinim Tases, Ateva, the Medurim, reestablishing the notion of Lemina and Tachtim Shneim Ushlishim Tasa, the hierarchical nature of creation, ranging from Zevel, Tachtonim, to Behema Emtsoim, to Adam, Be'elyonim. So the next pasuk says, "Betzem ayom azeva Noach v'shem v'cham v'yefes b'nei Noach v'yishas Noach u'soshas neshevanav itam el hateva." So to get in one point very quickly, so this is the third time now that the Torah has emphasized Noach shem v'cham v'yefes b'nei Noach, and then the nashim, and Rashi quotes that the olam was sharei b'tzar, and that means that there's an issur of tashmish amita, very similar to what we have with Yosef, b'terem tavosh nas ha'ra'av that he had Menashe and Ephraim. When the olam is sharei b'tzar, even if the people deserve it very much, as the people of the Mabul did, so there still needs to be a response. The loss of Tzelem Elokim is tragic. V'ani lo achos al Ninveh ha'ir hagdola, asher yesh bahar be me'asri bo b'nei adam, asher lo yadu mi minan mi smolam u'behem araba, chaviv adam sh'nevra b'tzelem Elokim. So the olam is sharei b'tzar, that's going to generate a response, an isra of tashmi shamita, that a person should be nosei ba'ol in a world that's suffering, and in Tzelem Elokim that's being drowned. What I want to focus on independently is the idea of be'etzem ayom hazeh. Rashi quotes from the Midrashim, it's in the Sifrei and Dvarim, it's in the Medrash Rabbah. Limdecha akasev shayu b'nei doro amrim ilu anu roin oso nechnas l'teva, people would have said, he snuck in the middle of the night. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu achni machniso leinei chulam v'nira davar miyakum. And Rashi reiterates this at the end of the Torah when it says about Misas Moshe betzem ayom hazeh. He says the same thing. They would have said we would have never let Ben Amram die. Asher kara lanu es hayam v'giz lanu es haslav. And the same thing with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Be'etzem ayom hazeh yatzu kol tzivos Hashem Eretz Yisrael. So that's like a motif in the Midrashim, that be'etzem ayom hazeh always connotes that nobody was going to do anything about it, Hashem was going to be motziam biyad rama. And that is all, important and significant. I'd like to suggest a different interpretation of be'etzem ayom hazeh, based on the fact that be'etzem ayom hazeh appears six times in the Chumash. It appears in the context of the Mabul, it appears in the Bris Milah, it appears in Yitzias Mitzrayim. It appears, those are the first three. It appears in the context of Yom Kippur. Ki chol ha'nefesh asher lo suna be'etzem hayom hazeh. There probably most famously based on the idea of Rebbe Yitzu Moshel Yom Mechaper L'shavim L'she'enam Shavim. At least most famous in the halachic sense. So that would be the fourth time. Also in Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us that in the context of the Shtei Halachim, Ve'niv HaKohen Osam, and Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, the Ramban says, because Yad HaHavim, it doesn't say anything about Shavuos, other than the Shtei Halachim, that maybe if there's no Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's not going to be Shavuos, so Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, is that's important. So that's another reference to Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, so that would be number five, and then you have number six with Misas Moshe. So maybe we could think about that a little bit and think about, why does this signal expression the Torah of Itzu Moshel Yom? So what can we say about that? Again, the Mabul, Bris Milah, Yom Kippur, Misas Moshe Rabbeinu, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is there a common denominator? I think there is. And I think that all of the times the Torah uses the term Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, it really is in Itzu Moshel Yom, that there's a chalos to the day. When the Mabul came, Vayegeshem al Aretz Arba'im Yom uv'Arba'im Laila Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Ba'Noach, it was the end of the first iteration of creation. The world was being destroyed, and the world that was created afterwards wasn't the same world. We're not just talking about the Heter Avachilas Basar, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's aspirations for humanity had changed. And Bris Mila was the beginning of Kedushas Yisrael, right? Nitusach Avram Alamila, Rambam Hilchos Malachim Perek Tes Halach Aleph. It's the beginning of Lachnuso Bebriso Shel Avram Avinu. In some ways, it's the culmination of what the Mabul represented. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to make a bris with all of humanity. But Ba Avram Avinu VeNatal Schar Keneged Kulam. That Avram Avinu and Kivi Yitzchak Ikari L'Chazara, there was a narrowing of the aspiration, and there was an Am HaNivchar that was going to bring the message of Kavod Shemayim to the world. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the beginning of Klal Yisrael, and that nation's journey. And Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Kratim Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh Yelacham Kam Lechas Avodah Lo Sasu, about Shavuos is an allusion to Kabbalah Satorah. Bereshis, Bishvil Reshis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reshis, Hashem Kanani Reshis Darko Kedem Mifalav Me'az, Imlo Brisi Yom HaMalayla Chukav Shamayim Va'aretz Lo Samti, that it was for this purpose the world was created. Yom Kippur, of course, Yitzumo Shel Yom, and Yom Kippur represents Yom Mechila Uslicha, Kates Mechila Veslicha Yisrael, the covenantal relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. And as Rabbi noted, Yitzumo Shel Yom Mechaper, Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. Indeed, Misas Moshe Rabbeinu was a chalos in the sense that it represented an end in its own right of what Nivuah at a certain level could be. That's one of our Ikari Emuna. That Moshe is Avla Nevi'im, Lekod Milafanav Lebayim Acharav, and Misas Moshe ended a period of human history, ended a period of Jewish history, obviously, but of human history, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating with humanity, Vas Baklaria Hamira. So Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh denotes in the Chumash moments of watershed significance. Either the end of an era, the end of an epoch, the beginning, the dawn of a new era, Bris Mila, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the intrinsic significance of a day, Yitzumo Shel Yom, in the context of Yom Kippur, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, in the context of Shavuos and Kabbalah Satorah. Etzem HaYom HaZeh, if it appears only in those six places, it's not just that the Anshe Hador would have said, we're not letting him into the Teva, but I think it really transcends that. And that would be the theory that I would suggest that maintains in all of the aforementioned cases. The Mabul was, Be'itzumo Shel Yom, Ba'Noach, V'Shem V'Chama Yefes B'nei Noach. It was the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's initial vision. And at the same time, as we said, Arbam Yom, can I get Yitziras Avlad, simultaneously and concomitantly, the beginning of a new vision.